the Gentleman's Review.
Gentleman's Review, the Gentleman's Review. The Gentleman's, the Gentleman's Review.
The Gentleman's, the Gentleman's Review. The Gentleman's, the Gentleman's, the Gentleman's Review.
The Gentleman's, the Gentleman's Review. The Gentleman's, the Gentleman's, the Gentleman's Review.
Hello, welcome to the Christmas 2010 Gentleman's Review Special.
Hey, hey, Merry Christmas.
We've got booze.
Yo-ho-ho, yes.
Lovely booze in our bellies as we're drinking this tonight. And
a little bit.
Are we drinking this tonight or are we just recording it?
This afternoon.
And it's an afternoon.
Neither drinking nor tonight.
That's how much booze we've got in our bellies.
Otherwise, you're spot
on. We don't know what time of day it is.
It's a lovely day. Well, we've got an extra special Christmas special for you today, yeah. We've got celebrities who are going to be bringing their wonderful messages to you.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
That's good. Fantastic. And we're going to be telling you about our Christmas pasts, like when I was a kid, and I actually was Father Christmas's left testicle.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, I remember that.
That'll be why you look so wrinkly.
Yeah, and often gets quite unwrinkly.
Yeah.
Usually when it gets cold.
Is that why you always shave your head on the run up to Christmas?
Yeah.
It's like a nice thing, you know. It makes me feel happy. And I like it when people stroke me. Yeah, it's nice. Nice strokings.
Oh.
So, traditional question, and not just for this time of year, but for the entire Gentleman's Review. What have you been doing this last week?
What have we been doing? I've been off on adventures this week.
What have you been doing?
To the North Pole to see where all the toys are made.
Oh, was it a good place to go?
No, it was shit, actually. It turns out that's all just bollocks. There's no toy factories there at all.
What is there?
It's just snow and polar bears.
Oh, and the bodies of explorers.
Dead bodies.
Oh,
and
that's sad.
Chocolate.
I'm very sad about that. Yeah. It made me very sad.
The chocolate was nice, though. That is where white chocolate comes from, the North Pole.
I'm sorry, those aren't chocolates.
No,
those are frozen poos.
No, the brown ones are.
Yeah.
Yeah. The white ones are.
White ones, always chocolate.
Yeah.
No, the white ones are 1970s dog turds.
Oh.
Do you remember them?
Razor,
do you remember white dog turds?
Sharp observational comedy. Fucking hell, should we wind it up?
Comedy bronze. Yes. Comedy bronze, comedy bronze. Never gets on.
That was a comedy
bronze.
1970s white dog poo.
We're drinking. What's this? Irish Night.
Irish Nights. Yeah.
Nights, and it's
Irish County Cream.
It's the first of these Bailey's substitute type things that I've had. That's really, really bad.
Yeah, it comes in a plastic bottle.
So I haven't actually tried
most
it
of the
yet.
Time. They bang enough sugar in to make it bearable, but this the as you said before, the slight edge of the wine in it.
Yeah. It was £7 for 1.5 litres.
Nagging at the back of the palate.
Mm. That's fairly nasty, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. A bit, it's all right after the first or second. In fact, my face is going red now in anticipation of getting pissed. My brain is saying to me, I'm drinking Baileys.
No, your face is going red in embarrassment at having provided your friends with such shit booze.
That's never bothered you before.
It's a damn sight better than what we brought with us, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Quite, but... That's not the point.
Cock all.
Oh, did you bring me the presents that you promised? Did you bring those presents?
The magic presents. You can't see them unless you're really clever.
Well, we'll be giving each of the presents later on.
God, there's an aftertaste. It tastes of chicken.
I think that's just that glass that's been in that cupboard since...
I'll make it go away.
Do you want me to shave your tongue?
Oh, God, I think you have to... Nah. Can I gargle with some of your washing up liquid? That might get rid of it.
You might be able to. It's nice.
Oh, fucking hell.
Well, yeah, you did say...
Oh, God, it's drifting up my nose now.
Because when I brought in the glasses, I didn't put one down for Ender because he's driving. And he insisted. He said, oh, yeah, I'll have that.
Well, I can have a tiny sip. I'm not going to be driving for a couple of hours, so...
That's very true.
One wee little sip just to see what this horrible, horrible Irish Nights is like.
I was used to say in the 60s, don't ask a man to drink and drive.
Actually, second sip's better.
Hmm.
It's like most things that are foul.
It's the one true redeeming feature of all cheap booze.
Yeah.
Whether it's Les Oliver's to Irish Nights. It's Nights with a K, by the way. So in Ireland, this is known as Collaborator.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, shot of the old Collaborator. Bigora.
Well, speaking about collaborators, we've got a message here from Frankie Boyle.
Ooh.
Hello, this is Frankie Boyle, and now I've pissed the potential of my shit television series up the wall. Maybe you'd be better off spending your time listening to the Gentleman's Review.
Good advice there, and thank you there for thanking us.
That was very nice of him to, yeah.
I had to go around every theatre and the television studio in the land to get some of these celebrities to provide their thoughts and musings for us today.
Ah. Well, I'm glad you've made the effort. It's nice having a bit of a, you know, celebrity input, isn't it?
Yeah, I like to input celebrities.
What does that mean?
Sorry, I do apologise. By the way, the last podcast will be out, but it'll be out around Christmas time.
Before or after this one?
After. Well, it'll be after this one, but it'll be listed on iTunes before this one in the correct order.
Yes.
So it's because...
It's like a podcast time machine.
Yeah.
Because
BT were cunts and they've broken my internet and... To be quite honest, I've had a bad week. I've not been feeling very well, and the dog ate my homework, and I just haven't edited it. God. It's still sitting on my computer upstairs. Today's will be going off with Andy at the end of today, and he'll be putting it up, as it were.
Hey. And after that, I might upload it to the internet.
God. Excitement at the end of the show, of course, because we're going to be seeing the 12 Days of Cuntsmas.
Where did we get such a phenomenal song from, Martin? Because I can't believe any of us three would have had the talent to come up with it.
No, we got it from Nicola Woolhouse and Neil Peters, who wrote it for us.
Hurrah.
That's Nicola Woolhouse UK and Neil 55 on the internet. Oh, no, Porky now.
Porky, yes.
I'm not sure why he's called Porky, but he is.
I don't know.
And I don't know these things either. So, Tom, have you been having an exciting time? We haven't heard from you for 2 weeks.
I have.
Yeah.
I tried to do similar to Andy and go and visit Santa.
Mm.
I did my usual trick of getting colossally pissed and leaving the pub and turning the opposite direction than what I should have done.
No.
So I ended up at the South Pole, which is a really, really bad idea.
Ah, yes. Is that the place where the terrible, terrible monsters live?
What, the penguins?
Penguins.
Yeah.
They are pretty terrible.
They're murderous bastards of penguins.
Emperor Penguin's like Emperor of the Daleks. And
seriously,
just shit.
take your eye off a penguin just for a minute and it'll fuck your shit up.
They attack in packs.
Yeah.
As I found out to my cost.
Yeah. Right. I, of course, didn't go and see Santa Claus because I'm English. I went to see Father Christmas.
Good for you.
I'm beginning to turn into Jeremy Clarkson. I'm getting more and more irritable than people calling me Santa every year.
Oh, and your hair's getting a bit more curly as well, isn't it?
Yes. And I start driving really small cars.
Yeah, your jeans are getting tighter.
Getting fucking irritable at the moment. Only in the last week, was it last week? It might have been the week before. I was swearing at Mastermind, which I now don't watch.
Yeah.
On the grounds of how piss easy some of the specialist subjects are.
Oh, yeah.
I stopped watching it on the grounds of all the stupid little effects and the talking head interviews they do with them beforehand. Mm. It's just...
Oh, I've not even noticed any of that.
It's shit.
I saw some one of those things I just occasionally flick onto. And so somebody will be just coming up to answer their questions. And it'll be, you know, on like series one and two of the Teletubbies. And that'll be their specialist subjects. And they'll still be getting questions wrong that I'm getting right.
It's very, very... There was one on recently, and I can't remember what the hell it was. It was a comedy round... I don't mean it was actually around where they had to do comedy.
Just did it only with the red nose up.
Yeah, they've got to... I thought they'd just start importing Mock the Week.
Specialist subjects is the history of the my wife jokes.
And the yo mama jokes. I've watched it for a while. And I do tend to watch the celebrity ones, but they're a bit wank as well.
Mm.
Poor Stephen Fry not getting...
celebrities actually tend to go for quite arsey subjects, though. I mean, at least some with a reasonable amount of academic merit.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like your herring. He went from the life of Rasputin, didn't he? Yeah,
I believe so.
He'll be out at Christmas. I don't know why I'm fucking plugging his stuff. He never plugs our stuff.
It's podcast review again, isn't it?
Yeah.
What would yours be? What would your specialist subject be?
I don't know. I'd quite like to have a... I'd like... It would be foolhardy, and Stephen Fry has already discovered this, to do... Sherlock Holmes stories.
Mm.
But I'd like to, just so that I have an excuse to read them lots and lots of times. and be able to get just time off and just make an excuse to myself, really, because I find myself not reading a lot these days because I've always got something else to do, whether it's something to do with this podcast or writing something else. But if I've got to do it, I'd love to be able to just sit down to have to read all Sherlock Holmes stories again.
You're a martyr to the podcast.
Yeah, I'm a fucking martyr. Oh. Although I've been without anything to do because I've had no internet, because broadband, because of BT. So I've been rediscovering my DVDs and Blu-rays, and it's been nice.
Your life's just been a meaningless husk these past couple of weeks, hasn't
it? Yeah, especially because one week of it, I didn't even have a mobile phone either, so I couldn't look at the internet on that. I've cut off from the world.
Oh, yeah. What about you, Mr. Wilson?
What about me? What would my specialist subject be? I don't know. There's not very much that I know that much about, really. Partly because there just isn't to start with, and partly because I've got such a terrible memory that anything I have known anything about, I tend to forget about instantly.
Not sort of late 20th century German fisting porn. No?
Yeah, I'd just probably going to be something like that, I think, yeah.
Mit fist im Arsch?
Yeah.
Yeah. Still a top film.
Top film. Oh. I believe, was that one of the ones that one or other of us was perusing when the World Trade Center went down?
Yes.
I think it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Andrew Collins gave it 5 stars.
Yeah, I gave it 5 watering eyes out of 5.
Really should do that, you know. Why am I getting a drinker's flush when I'm drinking something with no alcohol in it?
It is
because I'm used to when I'm drinking something that tastes similar to this. It is Baileys, and it's got enough booze in it to not to floor anything, but it's just got booze in it. This is only 14%. Mm. I had my mulled wine party the other night.
I know, I was there.
And it was very quiet because hardly anybody turned up because the roads were a bit icy.
I don't know, first hint of a tiny bit of snow or ice, and everyone's, oh, I can't leave the house, it's a bit snowy.
But this is from people who live nearby, whereas Lisa came all the way from Manchester for it.
Fucking Manchester, yep.
Yeah. I'm excusing Tom in this because he was working, so that's absolutely fine.
Bunch of
hours, but yeah, I made loads. I made the it as per usual, but I bought such cheap wine and cheap brandy that I didn't get at all pissed. In fact, I probably sobered up drinking it.
Yeah, well, I think given how weak the wine started out as, all the alcohol had probably burnt off by the time we'd got to drinking it.
Oh, God.
So I think my mum was saying that she wasn't feeling particularly drunk, so I put loads and loads of brandy in it, and then she said, oh, I'm feeling a bit now. That's all right. And
you're drinking 90% brandy. It's a bit red with an orange.
But it was horrible. And I don't even like mulled wine. I don't know why I do this every year.
Yeah, why do you torture yourself?
No one knows.
Because I end up being violently off. The stuff I drank this year, I was nearly sick afterwards. And
I didn't think it was too bad this year.
That's because I put a load of red grape juice into it to make it more palatable.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And because I'd only bought... And another thing, because I usually have lots of people around, they bring bottles of wine with them, so it kind of keeps it going.
Yeah.
But I only have 4 bottles of wine in, so it can't nearly run out very quickly. So.
He's a fucking hiding at nothing at your party. You spend far too much money on ingredients. Yeah. Make something you don't like.
Yeah.
Either have not enough people here turn up so you feel lousy, or too many that you stress because they go all sit down. End up with a hangover and a load of ingredients you don't want.
Yep. In fact, the smell of mulled wine is supposed to be joyous, but usually after that, it's coming down with the hangover. You just want to chunder into a bucket.
It's the smell of Christmas happiness.
If I was, I'd noticed in my local Fabby Lidl.
They just
do a bottle of mulled wine.
Yeah.
So if I have a mulled wine party, I'll just find out how many people are coming, get a bottle each, and give them all a candle, a little tea light. So hold the bottle.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Well, what I usually do is I put my wine into a slow cooker.
And
it just sits and keeps it at a reasonable temperature throughout the evening. My sister cheated last year, and she invited me to a mulled wine party at her house because I didn't have one. And she just poured in the little stuff into a slow cooker.
Yep.
I went, oh, there you go. I went, oh. Me feeling like the gullible patch.
Yeah. So you never told us, Tom, what would your specialist subject on The Mastermind be?
Probably the brutal slaying of whores in late 19th century London.
All right.
I'll probably have a reasonable stab at that.
Comedy gold.
Comedy gold, comedy gold. Comedy gold, comedy gold. Never gets old. Comedy gold.
Hey, barely.
I don't usually join in with the Comedy Gold song, but since I said that shite, I thought I'd better.
Yeah.
No, bringing back on quizzes.
Yeah, yes.
The other one that's been pissing me off.
What's that?
Because I've been house sitting, so I've been getting in at a slightly earlier time.
Ah.
And I've been catching eggheads, which I hate anyway.
Yeah.
But it's not just me. They do get easier questions.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yeah,
you know, and even when it gets to sudden death, it gets to the point where they don't, you know, they don't have the easiest shit.
Mm, yeah,
choice, you know, multi-choice things. So it's like, oh, sudden death. The contestant, the poor humble member of the public,
yeah,
just gets the most ridiculously difficult queries, and then they get like, yeah.
It's patently spelled red. The whole thing.
It's horrible. I mean,
I fucking hate them.
Yeah.
Did I see right? Is there a spin-off series from Eggheads? There was a kind of another series. It wasn't called. It was called Egghead Something, and it was on a different channel, and it had Dermot Plockerty doing the thing as usual, but it was slightly different. And is this and the Eggheads tended to lose more. And I can't work out what it was.
I think you're making that up.
No, I'm sure I saw it.
I think your brain is making that up, even if you think it's right.
But the eggheads were losing in that. And it was either something like the eggheads had to play against another team of quiz champions. And that was why it was.
Mm.
But
I don't know.
And it was on for a few months.
In your head.
No.
Don't ring no bells.
You get there and people pop round to your house and you're just sitting in a dark room. With everything switched off, and you go, oh, don't disturb me, I am watching the telly in my mind.
It's the best place to watch it.
That is what it's like.
Yeah.
That's what it's like coming round to visit Martin of an evening.
Yeah, alright. Might be a bit. Not much, though. I'm going to get some more of this because I've run out.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you know, you'd be crazy not to. It is so lovely.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you have a sing song for them?
La 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 la.
No,
I would love a top up, but unfortunately, as I will be driving later, I shouldn't. I've only just got the taste of chicken out of my mouth from the last one.
Had we pointed out to the gentry that so cheap is this Bailey substitute? It's the first one I've ever come across that is in a plastic bottle.
Yes, it is.
And it's runny as well. There's not that sort of slight gloopiness you get with real Baileys.
No.
It's about the consistency of skimmed milk, isn't it?
It is. It is interfering with my innards. I can feel it.
Yeah. It's not good.
I can feel my belly fizzing.
But see, by the end of this, we're all going to be doubled over, groaning slightly. And that'll be the sound that it fades out to for Christmas.
It could be the first ever podcast vomiting.
You never know. You know, is that what the pop screens are up for? Just so we don't sick yeah directly onto the microphone.
Yeah, I'm using the pop screen that I spat all over the other night, so everybody else is fine. So, yeah, so Christmas is on its way. The goose is getting dead.
Yep.
And what I'm just wondering is, what do you want to get for Christmas the most?
I want a toy rocket that actually flies and you can go into the moon.
Ooh.
That'd be good. That'd
be nice.
Yeah, I'd like to go to the moon again.
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah. I went last week, but I'd like to go back.
What was it like up there now?
It's all right. I was toying with the idea of making the hilarious not much atmosphere joke, but I restrained myself from doing that. Although I sort of used
not quite for long
it,
enough,
I sort though of used it by mentioning it just then. So you know, it's the best of both worlds, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I do that in texts and tweets.
Yeah,
where I'll say something rubbish and then I'll sort of qualify it by going, I might have said that.
Yeah,
still said it though, I'm telling you. That's
yeah, it's just as bad. Yeah. It's just a half cover, isn't it?
Yeah,
but yeah, it was good. And I sort of explored around and then I went in this cave on the moon. And it was all, like, squidgy, and then I sort of ran out of it, and it's actually a big worm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that actually happened to me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Big worm. It wasn't just off of a film or something.
Big worm.
Yeah.
The lair of the white moonworm.
Yeah. That was very subtle. I don't think I don't think anyone noticed you moving your microphone there. Well done.
Yeah.
It's really, I think it's the professionalism that sets us apart from other lesser podcasts, isn't it?
Yeah, people seem to are still writing to us thinking that we are a professional setup, and...
They should watch some of the video ones we've done.
Yeah, I do like to disabuse them of that.
Yes. Well, you just like to abuse them generally, don't you?
With dysentery.
Yeah. Is disabusing someone where you pull your fingers out at the end?
It is. and it's forgotten by the Catholic Church. If you want, you confess it.
Yeah.
You've disabused somebody by confessing.
Yeah. And God waves his magic God wand, and it all goes ping and disappears, and it didn't happen.
Bless me, Father, I have sinned. It has been 2 minutes since my last confession, and I'm going to have another confession in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
As soon as I got the strength back.
What do you want for Christmas, then?
Yeah, what do you want?
What do I want for Christmas?
Tell me.
Well, I was hoping to get a Humvee.
What?
Oh, right.
Those big Jeeps.
Oh, yeah. I thought this was one of those Sesame Street toys where you get various letters of the alphabet that make different sounds.
Oh, right, a Humvee. Yeah.
As opposed to the singing A, and the reason or is the whistling Q. Yeah.
And the other reason I want a Humvee is because there's a guy who lives near me who thinks he's Elvis. No, who lives in a chip shop. No, whose face is made of mollusk. No, he has one of those big 4x4s. It's a Range Rover, big black one.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter how far away you are from the road. He'll always beep his horn and shout at you for being in his way. He's like a wino with a car. So I'd like a Humvee so that if I ever saw him, I could just run it into him. Well, into his car and smash it up against a wall. And then I'd like to see his sort of twitching corpse going, Kink!
Well, so long as once you'd hit him, you then beeped the horn and waved at him from the wreckage.
Yeah.
I thought that you might want one just so you could, park it up and go up to any young men around and sort of nod towards it, and they'll go, oh, Hummer. And they'll go, well, since you offered.
That'd work.
Yeah.
And speaking of working, we've gotten a little message here from a celebrity.
Why, it's Raoul here, haunting you from beyond the grave. And I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
A tasteful one there from somebody.
Yeah. That's nice. That was nice.
Kind, isn't it? You know, taking his time out of his schedule.
Yeah. Do you think he's going fishing and having fried chicken in heaven?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
And, we should really use this as a bit of a review of the year, shouldn't we? So, Raoul Moat, he had a really crap way of shooting himself. I mean, if I was going to shoot myself, I'd have stood in front of the police and blown my face off. But he laid on the floor.
Yeah, the whole laying down and waiting until they taser you to make your finger go. It's all a bit Heath Robinson, isn't it?
Yeah,
I was surprised he didn't have, like, pulleys and a little wheel with a mouse in and a thing that lowered down the cheese in front of it when something had fallen into a bucket.
I'd be wanting to give those policemen nightmares, so I would put the... Probably be able to do it if I put the gun to the back of my head and fired it through my face.
You might have been able to shoot one of them at the same time as well.
That's it. And it'd be quite fun.
If I shot myself, it'd be with laser. Wow. Sound posh.
Just very slowly dying. I'm cooking slightly.
Ooh, ow.
It's quite painful.
Smart.
Bored through by Christmas.
Yeah, I'll be bored before then.
Yeah. So what else has happened this year?
Leslie Nielsen's died. That's not just this year.
That's the universally sad thing. Not a universal thing. Yes, I suppose it would be.
No,
even the universe.
He was in space. Yes. In a forbidden planet, wasn't he? So,
yes.
Yeah.
And
universally.
And was he in? Yes, it was in Airplane 2, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't know whether he was in 2 or not.
I thought he was.
Can't remember. I shall lean over and grab it off my bookshelf.
Have a look.
This is fact checking. Oldie style.
Grab it and have a look. Yeah, the way you're going, I could probably still do it quicker on the net.
Yeah.
See, I was giving you some encouraging applause then, but you've taken so fucking long.
It's because the DVD cabinet is right next to the mixing desk.
Cabinet.
Well, shelf.
Set of shelf.
Yeah, I don't know why I call it cabinet. A cabinet.
What's the answer, Martin? What's the answer?
That's Airplane.
That's the first one. We know he's in that.
Airplane 2, which is shit. By Peter Graves, Kent Moore, William Shatner, Christopher John Vernon, otherwise, so many.
Maybe not.
No, he's not. He wasn't.
Didn't think.
Wow.
And
again, it wasn't. He wasn't even directed by the Zucker brothers. This one, it was pretty much a cash in by the studio.
Yeah.
And
it's had about two gags in worth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And William Shatner.
He gets the only funny line in the film, I think, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So it's a funny line. Which is his funny line?
It's a sort of sight gag. The one where he comes through the door.
Yeah. Looks like a screen.
Yeah.
No, that's what I was thinking.
Spoiler alert.
I think you're supposed to do that before you tell.
Oh, right. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the end of Sixth Sense, Bruce Willis is a cat. Spoiler alert.
Don't tell, for fuck's sake. See, that was a good cover, because they don't know that actually he's a dog, but we've set them up to think
clever,
he's a cat.
Clever, you see. Clever. God, this stuff is fucking horrible. It's getting worse.
What do you think the length of time is acceptable between a film being released and you've been able to give away the ending?
I don't know. Someone did once have a go at me for giving away, in a discussion about The Prisoner, the original series, giving away the reveal at the end of that as part of a sort of online conversation about it. And I thought, it was in the fucking 60s.
Exactly, I'm sorry, but if you've not seen it by now.
Yeah. Really?
I still am a bit peeved that I've had the sort of ending-ish twist to... I fucking remember the film now. Jesus.
And his technical gym coat? It's a new version.
It's a really, really good one. It's the one that everyone says is the best one ever.
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane, that's the one.
That's not great.
Now, really, if I haven't got my ass in gear enough to see it by now, I think I deserve it.
Enough people tell you it's good
and it's available.
Yeah.
Thanks to note. Then
it's a fantastic film for special effects and camera techniques and interesting technical things that are going on. I can't say it particularly interested me, but.
I thought it was all right.
It was all right. It was
entertaining enough.
It was one, but it didn't have any explosions in it.
Yeah, or tits. Yeah. Very lacking in tits.
Yeah.
Tits and explosions.
We do have there. It's come out inadvertently. Andy's individual requisites for films.
Just explosions.
Martin will not enjoy any film unless there's an explosion. Yeah. Unlike Eyes with your Norks.
I want an explosion and somebody running away from the explosion.
I think we should do a gentleman's review director's cut of Citizen Kane with some extra explosions and boobies in.
Boobies. I'm talking of boobies.
Mm-hmm. I often am.
As showing Andy's fantastic app that I got for my phone.
Oh, yeah, we haven't tried that out yet, have we?
Which I think you can give it a try if you want. But it was,
I think it's most appropriate of the three of us for Martin.
I came across this booby size app, which, according, if you read the instructions, you're meant to lay the phone, sort of activate it, lay it against the booby, and then thwack the booby from the other side. It claims, that really technically, that it uses the accelerometer and something else to determine, via the sort of resonance of your booby.
It does say it works on man boobs as well, though, so...
But it then gives you back results you have big boobies, which sort of detracts from its scientific potential. Yeah.
Are you going to give it a go, then?
Mm. So, I've been losing weight recently, so I haven't got any moobs anymore.
What? Yeah. What? I guess... Like, shit, you've lost them.
Can you see them from here?
I can see them from here.
That's just the ruffle in my jumper.
Ruffling your jumper.
I'm quite blimey.
They're still bigger than
clowns. They're like two blancmanges balanced on your chest.
Right,
no, those are blancmanges.
Okay, activate, press.
Oh, they really are cherries.
Yeah. Oh, he's done it.
No, sorry. I didn't select sex.
Oh, idiot.
Men's boobs. Ow. And?
Are you not... you seem to be clamping it to your chest and then punching yourself. I think you're supposed to rest it and then wobble.
No, it's giving me a result. It says I have cute boobies. All right. I'll take cute.
Let's have a go.
No, you have to select men's first and then press start.
Right.
Press.
Men's.
Start. Press.
It's so exciting. Andy's doing it. He's punched himself in the
quite
in the
some boobies, apparently.
Quite some boobies.
Oh. Right, hang on. There we go.
Okay, I'm going to give it a go now.
Let's go.
Let's put my booze down.
Right.
So what do I do? Just clamp it to myself?
Select men's and then start.
Okay.
Start. Rest it on your chest and then punch your bitch tits.
Okay.
And then give us the result.
What's it say?
It gave him the result before I even punched myself.
What's it say?
It says, I have cute boobies. Try again. Men, start. You have quite some boobies. Oh, so I've either got cute or quite some boobies.
Maybe you've got quite some cute boobies.
Yeah, that's nice.
Or some quite cute boobies.
Yeah.
But it does. Ooh, there really is hurt. There is some instructions on it with a phenomenal little animation. I've seen this before. I'll show it to Martin to get his reaction of it.
It seems to be somebody making a grab for a tit.
Yeah, there's an animation of someone sort of gently batting someone's boob with the back of their hand.
So for either a thoroughly pointless pseudo-scientific application or a reasonable chance of getting yourself slapped over Christmas, I don't know whether this is available for the iPhone, but it's certainly on the Android market. So
it should be.
Go and find ye the how big are my boobs.
How big are my boobs? My boobs.
That was the highlight of my week.
That's good.
How do we get on the boobs?
I think that's been the highlight of all of our weeks now.
Oh, I shouldn't have hit my tit so
violently.
I think you should have looked at the little instruction animation. That's quite clearly got someone gently thwacking with the back of your hand, whereas you did seem to just punch yourself full in the chest.
Yeah, I was thrown by on the little movie clip, the amount by which the breast seemed to move.
Mm. Yeah.
I was assuming it needed more force behind it.
But the breast in that clip was naked, yeah. and ours weren't.
Yes, naked and womanly and big.
Mm. Yes. How big are your boobs? How big are
I did like the
boobies?
Way on the marketplace where some of the comments on the app, one of them wasn't about the app, was just someone saying, congratulations on having a girlfriend with such big tits. to the developer.
Oh, I thought he was just congratulating himself.
No, to the guy that wrote it.
Congratulations, me.
Yes.
She's got huge ones. Quite some magnificent pair there.
Oh, is it cracker time?
Yeah, the cracker. We've got some. What do they call them? Christmas crackers.
Yes,
cracker.
And we're going to pull in the traditional gentleman's tradition. This is our third. Is that our third?
It is our third Christmas podcast.
Christmas podcast. Yeah. Yes.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it'll be our third anniversary on in March.
So here we go then, Tom. Pull my cracker. Yo, cheat! You're grabbing it too far up. There we go.
And the cracker.
What do you mean?
Ow! The hell! Oh, hey, that's not bad for a toy. It's one of those. You know, it's quite sizable. And it's something you can do something with. It's one of those plastic frogs that you put down and then ping its tail and it jumps.
It's bigger than they usually are, isn't it?
Excellent.
Yeah. They've obviously sort of cut the wages of those children to.
Dill's run off. I was going to pull a cracker with it.
Oh well, pull mine. Oh. Yeah.
Harder.
Ooh, I've won. Hey. Crack. Let's have a look what I've got in here, and then we can read our jokes out. Now, we've got.
I haven't pulled on that. I've got things in yet.
Right, let's have a look. I've got a big orange paperclip.
Wow.
Or is it green?
That's green.
All right. Never was very good with colours.
Ironically.
I'm not going to put the hat on. I fucking hate these hats.
Oh, no. That's how they managed to get a bigger toy. They've cut down on the paper for the hats. Look how thin that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a bit poor, isn't it?
Like a belt.
Dilly.
I don't mind wearing the hat. I'm with you, David Mitchell, I think. You should wear it for the entire day.
Pull.
No, I don't know what this is. It's some sort of nose ring.
Pull it. Go on, pull it. Oh, he's got hold of the end, but he's not quite pulling it hard. No, he's just he's ripped the bit off the end of the cracker. Dilly, pull. Dilly, pull.
He's actually pulling the cracker. He's got great.
he's not quite. That's it. Pull.
Oh god, I should get a photograph of this, but it's too dark in here.
Goodbye.
Oh, bless it.
Pull.
Oh, and Tom's bit.
Go on.
He's sort of chewing it.
Yeah, imagine I'll get a photograph where it's not blurred.
I don't know. I don't think he's quite. He's just torn the end of the cracker up rather than actually pulling
well,
it.
Well, he probably thinks it's like a doggy treat that for him to nosh on.
There we go.
Still, you know, it's worth a try.
Yes, it was.
It certainly was.
What have you got? Is your toy, Dil?
For top audio entertainment.
Yep.
Oh, it's a. Hey, it's paper dominoes.
Hey, fuck hell, set of doms.
Yeah, they're a bit.
So you got like. A proper actual moving frog and some dominoes, and I got this bizarre star-shaped nose ring.
And I just got a paperclip, which is of indeterminate colour.
That's it, paperclip.
Yeah. Shall I read my joke out?
Aye,
if you must.
Why was Cinderella no good at football?
She was a girl?
No, because her coach raped her.
That often happens in youth sport.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Lovely, lovely booze. That's not booze. When is a booze not a booze?
This'll sober you up.
And it's a door.
Where do sick gnomes go?
I don't know.
To the elf centre.
Oh, right. That's good.
Bring you back down to earth.
Yeah. Oh. Andy, please tell me you've got a better one.
Double bubble for Andy.
How do you make an apple puff?
I don't know. How do you make an apple puff?
Punch it in the stomach.
Oh. I think we should go have another celebrity message, don't you?
Oh, go on then.
Hello, this is Sean Connery. You might remember me from such films as Zardos. And I'm here to wish you all a traditional Scottish Christmas and New Year, like I'll be having in my house in Spain.
There we go. Stars are just getting bigger.
Wow, I'd not seen you'd got that in. That's very good.
Yeah. Like novelty star-shaped nose ring.
I'll take a picture on your phone.
Should we turn the lights on so people can actually take photographs?
That's a cheeky idea.
Yeah. Just a sec. I'll be back in a sec.
Nice. Yeah, well, don't rush.
Listen to you, Mr. Shop. He's got a posh, wanky-ass iPhone, not have a flash, though.
No.
All right, keep still. I touched the thing. Why didn't it not take?
Push it.
Oh, I've got...
Bear bitch, push it.
Ooh, it's a bit overexposed now. What did you put the lights on for, you idiot?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
How do we... Eating amateurs.
Right, how do you make that? There we go.
This is exciting.
There we go. Let's try again. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, that's probably, yeah. Well, there we go.
There we go, that's fun. I enjoyed that. Yeah. Did you not enjoy that? I enjoyed that.
Everyone enjoyed it.
Everybody came.
Yep.
Right.
Yep, we're going to have fun editing this before. Ah.
Well, we've got more crackers to come.
Oh, have we?
Ooh, the excitement.
The thrills, the excitement, the spills, and the Mrs. Milt on the piano. Oh, God. This is rank.
Yes.
I'm still drinking it. I'm going to get my money's worth. Has anybody seen Family Guy? And
I've seen Family Guy.
I've seen some Family Guy, yeah.
Seen quite a few episodes. Yeah.
That's good, because I'm not wanting to talk about that. I wanted to talk about American Dad. You know the alien character?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who, in the Christmas episode, bought a massive bottle of cheap wine and then proceeded to drink it all the way through it.
Mm.
That's kind of like this big bottle of Irish Knight, which is delicious. And of course, Christmas coming up, Doctor Who episode.
Yes.
Yeah, did we
Christmas
talk
is
about
coming,
that last
the
time?
Doctor Who episode
I
is
I can't remember. We may have done, but it doesn't matter because
it's
this was going out
be,
first.
It's still
going
to be great.
Yay! Michael Gambon.
Hey, that's good. They've made these hats big enough to go around your headphones as well.
These are podcasting crackers.
Yeah. It's very good.
Yeah, Michael Gambon, that Welsh person.
What Welsh person?
Singer.
Tom Jones.
That's Tom Jones, isn't it?
Blimey.
He's looking good. He's had a lot of work done, I think.
That's Tom Jones.
That's what? Really good, yeah.
That's my best impersonation ever.
Yeah, do it again.
Hey, Mary!
It's like he's in the room.
Yeah. I'm appearing
I can almost smell the leather trousers and ladies' pants.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a job on Big Impression with John Coulshaw.
Well, yeah, it would not be much worse.
I instantly don't believe that because you'd show him up for being so much better.
Yeah. Hello, I'm John Coulshaw.
He couldn't even convincingly be himself.
At least he could have done the thing that Mark Yarwood used to do at the end after spending an entire show sounding like him.
Yeah.
Came on and goes, this is me.
As well.
Yeah.
It's just me.
Yeah, John Coulshaw is a bit shit.
They're all shit.
There was only one decent... Well, probably two. Decent impersonators in the country. One of them fucked up against the wall when he did too many and just kind of lost his way. One of them was Alistair McGowan.
Right.
He was a fucking great impersonator. And the other one is Peter Serafinowicz, who still can do quite a few and has managed to keep himself from doing a show of impersonations.
Yes.
Which is good. But yeah, those are the other two as far as
When you say too many from a game, you're just trying to take on too many characters.
Yeah, I think he did.
He did do some very, very well, and others just, meh.
Because I remember hearing him on the radio years before, and he was really, really good. And I thought, hey, this man is the best impersonator in the country.
Wow.
And
is that like saying, wow, that was the best knee in the bollocks I've ever had?
Yeah, I suppose it was. Merry Christmas.
Chin-chin.
If they were, okay, I remember impersonators being big in the 70s and 80s. Yeah. If there was any justice, they would, like their bedfellows, the ventriloquist, have died out by now. Sadly, they're still going.
It's just,
it doesn't seem right somewhere.
I mean, they were very popular back then in the 70s and 80s. I mean, look at June Brown getting into a fucking Bond film.
Yeah.
June Brown.
Faith Brown. Faith Brown. Not June Brown.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Bond. That sounded more like Norman Wisdom. Oh, Mr. Bond.
Oh, God. That's far too silly.
See, you start off with doubts, but eventually stuff does its trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trickles its way into your soul and heart. In fact, you know what I think? If more booze was dropped into war zones, people would respond far nicer to troops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even, nothing like the calming effect of alcohol.
Yeah. Even, it might be, you know, forbidden by certain religions, but you can get through that. Get by that. I'm sure there are plenty of people boozing up.
Only the shit religions, though.
Yeah.
Aren't they all?
No, the particularly shit religions.
Oh, right,
then
okay.
Then I don't want to sound like a... Well, yeah, I do want to sound like a... I've worked with many adherents to the Muslim religion over the years. And I would say 50% of them drank.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
But only sneakily... and
only during Ramadan.
Oh, we're gonna die.
You are.
Yeah.
I've not said anything about this. If anyone is going to blow up Martin's house, don't do it on a Saturday.
Yes, honoured more in the breach than the observance, but it's obviously not, is it? Because there are dry countries all over the world. Which need the... And then again, the moment, the government seems to want us all to be dry and various pressure groups putting the price of booze up.
They want us to be drinking and just pay more tax.
Yeah exactly.
That's what they fucking want.
Yeah. Well, as long as they keep bunging me £2,000 a week for booze, I'm happy. Oh, that's a dream, isn't it?
Yeah.
Somewhere over the rainbow... Oh, that'd have been a great film, wouldn't it, if they were all pissed? Huh?
She probably was, wasn't she?
Probably.
Yeah, she was a lifeline alcoholic.
Well, she didn't want some uppers, wasn't she? Yeah. Came out.
From birth.
Snip. Wah! Gin!
Martini!
Let's have martini.
What is on the bottom? Is that poo?
No, it's because it's been stood in a cupboard for 2 years.
That explains why it's covered in crap.
And it's kind of,
you know, cupboards. The way cupboards just sort of exude brown sticky shit if you don't move things a lot.
Well, mine do. All right.
I just hope the alcohol's sterilizing it.
I have very dirty cupboards and pillows. Right. There we go. I was taking a photograph. That was why I went quiet.
Oh, right, sorry. I thought you were queuing up another celeb. That's why I went quiet. I didn't want to talk over it.
Queuing one up in a very odd sort of straight-armed, squinty kind of pose.
Well, playing with his iPhone, I don't know.
Just playing with my iPhone. I've had it for a while now. I've stopped playing with it. And my iPhone.
That's simply that down again. I need more booze.
Oh god, yeah. I'm gonna have to top this up. I'm gonna go for a top up.
Oh,
are you?
Yeah.
So we're getting through this.
Good. Yeah, it's tasting nicer. Yeah, vaguely on the subject of, I say vaguely, impersonators. I was watching the old Behest, these Morgana thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, I was wondering when we were going to get onto that.
Well, I thought it flowed naturally on from
yeah,
about
well,
equally
we'd
shit people.
But we'd left it on a faintly depressing note up till then, so, you know, we might as well complete the job.
Well, I'd been reading a lot of people on Twitter slagging it off. So I thought, well, I might as well have a watch so I can put the boot in myself.
Yeah.
In the way that you do. But yeah, I did find the majority of it very, very bad, and certain bits thoroughly depressing. That might just have been me.
No, I think there was one sketch in it which I have no idea why it was there. It was one where there was a drunk
just
woman.
Just the one?
Well, there were plenty of, but there was a drunk woman, an American woman, and she fell into a swimming pool. And it went on for hours, and I couldn't understand why it was, there were no jokes in it. Not a single one. Even for falling into the swimming pool was the most depressing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I love people falling into swimming pools.
Oh, who doesn't? But, I was expecting the audience, or at least, you know, the laughter track, to get a bit more raucous at the bit when she fell into the pool. But even the people that I'm assuming, paid to laugh over the top of it didn't even really laugh at it that much.
No, it was depressing. And there must have been a script editor, but I don't know who did it. If I find out, I will punch them.
It was depressing, but not as depressing as the thought that someone thought that that was a good thing to make into a series rather than giving it to someone any good.
I can see why she would have impressed Channel 4, which apparently she did. She something that she'd put together herself. And they, on the back of that, thought, why not take a punt at a series for this person? Because she's obviously got some talent. I mean,
but not in writing.
Not in comedy.
No, I mentioned The Decent Things. I mean, the Fern Cotton thing I thought was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I think I said that when I was watching it.
It was all right. It was half decent, but the problem, it was half decent as a one or two off, but she's going to do one every fucking episode, which will essentially be the same fucking joke over and over and over and over again, and it will instantly stop being funny.
If that was the case, then how did they ever get past series one of The Fascia?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. They had better writers, but
that
one segment of this Morgana atrocity was half decent.
That's what they should rename the show. The Morgana atrocity.
No, I think she's got some talent. It reminded me, when I was watching it, what's it called? Is it Lucy Montgomery?
Oh, yeah.
In Titty Bang Bang.
Yeah.
We're watching that, it was mostly dire. But you can at least in her see someone who had some talent.
Yeah.
And should therefore be given better things to do.
Well, exactly. Now she's in Mongrels, so that's fine.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But, you know, could they not have spotted her talent and given her a small part in something decent rather than giving her an entire fucking series of shit?
Well, yeah, that's fair. We're going to slag off Channel 4 here.
Oh,
Channel
right.
4, the writers of which she's partly responsible.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with the performance.
Yeah,
unlike one of the other guys that was in it, a very, very large guy with an unfeasibly wide face who actually made me want to vomit whenever he was on screen.
Yeah, it was very bad.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
No, I'm sorry, but you need a certain... If you're going to be making a sketch show, you need certain people to be in it or it doesn't work. James Bachman or Dan Tetzel. That's it. Those are the two. If you've not got those in it, it's going to be shit.
Is that the rule now?
That's my rule on radio comedy mostly, but also on television comedy.
Yeah.
You need Tetzel or Barkman in it. I don't know why I'm pronouncing the...
And, you know, some jokes.
Yeah, they always...
Yeah.
And I gave it every possible opportunity. I got as tanked up as I could. And then watched it about 1 o'clock. still was bad. I followed it up, actually, with the Frankie Boyle thing, and that wasn't brilliant either.
No, it was sadly wasn't. It was there was.
It had moments, but
and its moments mainly in the stand-up bits, but the sketches were pretty much universally.
It was all
crap.
Pretty much. Here's a children's thing. Here's us crushing the children's thing, and that can be funny, but it wasn't in those situations. It was last night they had an animated cartoon like you know the ballerina mouse.
Oh yeah,
they did their own version of that where there was like squished and crushed and. Destroyed, and then they did a kind of Samiad thing, but with Glaswegian children, where that was ripped apart by a dog, and it wasn't funny. It was. It could have been because the performances in it were funny, but the punchlines weren't funny, which is probably important. In fact, I would actually recommend that as being produced as a decent bit of children's television.
Even so. The bit with the time machine activated, though, the part that chap who has to be wanking was stupid and childish enough to be funny, and even then they didn't push it to its full potential.
Exactly.
I mean, I've not seen that episode. Did he do what he did in the first one and take the occasional half decent idea and stretch it over what seemed like about 3/4 of an hour?
Mm.
Which is why I think all of the sketches in the first one were either not particularly funny or had the potential to be funny, but were about 3 times as long as they should have been.
Well, that's it. And we've done wanking spacecraft in the past, so I suppose he's nicking stuff off us, really.
Thieving
cunt. Yeah.
Cunt and oil bastard.
Granted, you have to go back to probably episode 6 or something to find it. But
yeah, that was like, that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, I'm eating a mince pie.
Yeah.
Because it's Christmas.
It's Christmas!
Mm-hmm.
As that bloke from Sweden says.
Another celebrity endorsement.
Yeah, that's nice. I like a celebrity endorsement.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, more of them. So, yeah, so Christmas coming up. I'll be doing the usual thing. I'll go to my mum's. I don't know why I keep going to my mum's, but she keeps asking me, and I do, you know.
Yeah.
Free food and booze.
My sister started having her own family Christmas with her kids, so it's just me, my mum, and my stepdad. And it's quite nice. We just sit there, we just talk about stuff and drink, and my mum goes very red in the face.
Aww.
I've started doing that more and more now. I keep seeing photographs of myself with a big red face. And I keep saying it's summer, but some of them are in winter, so it's
You've got a proper booze town on you at the moment.
Yeah.
So I know you've mentioned it already, but it's really coming on now.
I go really quickly now.
I'm going to miss. If I hold my hands out, I can almost feel it.
Yeah.
On the palms of my hands, I can feel the warmth.
I don't know if it's a fucked liver or what it is, but it's certainly going really quickly these days.
I think it probably is. I think we should probably talk faster because I'm not sure you're going to last until the end of the podcast.
I don't know. It could just be an allergic reaction at this Irish shite.
But certainly, all the photographs taken this year of me boozing, I've got a big red face. And I look now when I smile when I'm pissed. My granddad had a particularly good piss smile, which was a sort of grin and a. Yeah. It was a bit like, you know. This is very specific. Paul Eddington's smile when he was going slightly mad in Yes Minister.
Yeah.
It was like that.
All right. Yeah.
Very toothy grin.
Yeah, very toothy, wide-eyed.
Yeah. And I'm doing that quite a lot. And my granddad used to do that, and I keep seeing photographs of myself pissed, and I do think, thinking, God, I'm beginning to look like my granddad.
That's not a bad thing. Well, it would be for me. My granddad looks like Gollum, but
mine's dead. But it's even worse.
In fairness, Tom, yours didn't used to come into your bedroom at night, and you know, and that's a nasty thing.
Hey, no.
Oh, don't tell me you're going to start getting all prissy and proper now.
I think it's time now. It's time now for another celebrity message.
Seriously, folks, I'm Patrick Keelty, and I'm a cunt. Merry Christmas!
Lovely one from there. From old Paddy Keelty.
It's nice of him to be so honest, though. That's good. You know. You've drawn the best out of these celebs.
Yeah. I had to use tasers and things. It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing all year. No work. That's why I'm broke.
Yeah.
Is it about time now we should start unwrapping our Christmas presents?
Oh, we could do, yeah.
Yeah. Let's get them. And I'll unwrap mine first. And this is from both of you. That's very nice of you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Let's have a look. Oh, it's a dead cat. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, that's so sweet.
Mm.
You've stuffed a bottle of Glenmorangie up its arse for me.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Only the best for you. It's only the bottle, though, mind. I'm the booze.
I'm quite touched. That's nice. Thank you.
I'll be your granddad again.
So, Andy, what have you got?
Oh, hang on. Let's have it.
It's a big present you've got there.
Yeah, it's...
Who's it from?
Oh, hang on, I didn't even look. I always see that. I dive straight into the present. Don't look who it's from. Oh, it's from you and Tom.
Hey.
Hey, so hang on, let's.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, well, you've bloody overwrapped it, haven't you?
Well, I'd like to.
I'm into the third or fourth layer now. Where am I?
I said it didn't need all that sellotape.
No.
Oh, it's a small packet of dry roasted peanuts.
Yeah, you said you liked them.
Yeah.
When we were in that pub that time. Mm. And I just didn't have the brass on me at the time to get your packet, so Merry Christmas.
That's very nice. Oh, well, at least all the unwrapping made it seem special, anyway.
Yeah. Tom, what have you got?
This one's just been passed to me hastily from Martin, it says.
Yeah, here. Oh, good.
Not wrapped particularly well. It's a now empty bottle of Glenmorangie with the dead cat stuffed inside it. Thank you for that.
No worries. Absolutely fine. Good stuff, that. It's taken the taste of this booze out of me now.
Yeah,
wish I had
what the cat has.
Yeah.
I think I'll suck on the cat for a bit.
Yeah. So what's been the television highlights of the year, do you think?
I don't think they've been on yet.
Oh, bloody hell.
I think the television highlights of the year will be The Christmas Who.
Yeah, well, that's going to be good.
Which I'm hoping will beat even the series finale.
You reckon?
But yeah.
We're super duper on this time. I've still not seen the trailer.
I think it'll be super duper pooper.
Pooper scooper.
Ooh.
Pooper scooper. Trooper.
Yes, and you've not you've by having Stephen Moffat write it, you've taken away that sort of that quite wide margin of it being absolutely shit.
Yeah,
you know, you were it was always a kind of 50-50 chance whether you were going to get something good or something really appalling.
Yeah,
but at least I think this is going to be marvellous.
It should be.
Yeah, I've never seen anything the Moff's written that I haven't liked. I've never seen anything Michael Gambon's been in that I haven't liked. No. So you know. I may be bigging it up too much, and it could be a colossal disappointment, but fingers crossed it's going to be it.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'd say, I think everybody knows what my TV highlight of the year has been. I think that's because I've gone on about it for the entire year, well, at least since it was on.
Was it Daybreak?
No, it should have been. But no, it was Mongrels, because
yes.
I've never utterly fallen in love with the programme before like I have with that one.
Substantially. Brilliant.
Yeah, and I'm so looking forward to the second series next year, and I hope it's going to be as good.
Is it next year? It's
yeah.
Hey, that'll be good. Hmm.
But they will be showing the entire series over Christmas. So, showing that.
I was rewatching a few episodes the other week with my girlfriend, who just seems to have it on a constant loop in the house.
So I pretty much do these days, yeah.
And what I thought was brilliant is how all the celebs that are in it seem to just get it.
Yeah.
Even though they'd obviously not watched any of it. Yeah. They'd have read the script.
Yeah.
But they obviously knew exactly what it was about.
Mm.
And that's one of my favourite bits, the celeb cameos.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Eamon Hopes was brilliant.
Yeah.
Was it Your Fingers That Are On Upside Down? I don't know all the words to it. Yes, I do.
Yeah, definitely Mongrels. Channel 4, that's how you actually put together a series properly.
Yes, that's it.
Submission, pilot, revisions, editing, la 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 la. Good programme.
Yeah, and it was thrown onto BBC Three and chucked on at a strange time of night and was hardly... Well, actually, strange enough, I found out recently that it wasn't trailed by BBC Three very much, but it was. Somebody over at on the BBC website really loved it. So they made sure it kept appearing on the front.
Right.
And it was literally just an editor of the BBC website who really loved it and made sure it kept being pushed to the forefront.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So people were seeing it.
Too cocking right.
Yeah. And it's the only... If you go onto Amazon and look at the reviews, it's the first programme I've ever seen that has constant 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
Not a single dissenter.
Yeah.
Which is lovely.
Well, another highlight of the year was undoubtedly Sherlock.
Yep.
Oh yes, I'd forgotten about that.
We'll get that was good.
More, so that's good.
Yeah.
And another one that's about to come on, which I'm a little, I'm just a little daunted by, is the Dirk Gently.
Yes.
Which I think is next Thursday, is it?
Yes.
Blimey, is it
next week?
I didn't know that was
BBC Four.
Am I just not watching telly at the right times? Has that been trailed or?
It has. Yeah, been trailed. Yeah. Not massively.
Now the reason I'm a bit devious about it is I really liked the radio versions they did.
Yes.
I was incredibly surprised by how good Harry Enfield was in the title role.
Yeah, no, I like him.
And the guy, the name, I never remember, the guy who's playing Dirk Gently in it.
Stu Mangan.
I don't know what it is. I know he's good, but I just don't like him.
What's he been in?
He's Green Wing.
Yeah. I find him
very
unlikable.
Which one of Green Wing?
The one with the dark curly hair.
Curly hair. Ah, right, yes.
Yeah. I do find him unlikable, and I think it's just me.
Yeah, but he's an incredibly nice, real man.
Yeah, I couldn't fault his performance in things. Wow. Doesn't it come across in a way that appeals to me? So,
if you follow him on Twitter, he's very nice.
But yeah. I shall watch it, and I, you know, hope that I will like it and take to it.
I think you will.
The two of my favourite books... for years, I thought it should have been made, and that was one of them.
Yeah.
And the other one was the Hippopotamus.
Yes.
That should be made. That should Somebody be. Should dramatise that.
I'm sure the only person holding that back is Stephen Fry. I'm positive of it. Because I know he feels very badly about most of the things he's ever written, but the Hippopotamus is fantastic. And, you know, I think he thinks The Liar is his best work, but I think the Hippopotamus is by far better.
Absolutely, it's the better book.
Making History was all right.
It was fun enough.
Okay.
And Star's Tennis Ball was, okay.
Depressing.
Yeah.
Fucking depressing.
Yes.
As I've always said, if you're picking up a Stephen Fry book, what you want is sunshine, bum sex, and young men enjoying themselves, and...
Whiskey.
And whiskey. Yeah. Anyway.
And, Star's Tennis Balls haven't really got any of those, has it?
Yeah, no. Mm. In fact, it's... upset me so much because I think I was a bit mental at the time when I read it, and I picked it up and I wanted to read a Stephen Fry novel which had took me somewhere else and made me happy, I got halfway through it and threw it across the room. I was just disgusted by it, not because it was bad, but because it wasn't the thing that Stephen Fry normally does. And I think that reaction, which wasn't uncommon at the time, and I think probably stopped Stephen Fry, not my personal reaction, stopped him writing more books, more novels. But when I read, I think it was the Guardian Literary Review over it, book review, and it was quite fun because I was reading the guy's review of it, and he basically said, got halfway through and threw it across the room in disgust. So I thought, well, it's obviously not just me then. I thought somebody else was expecting... you know, a slightly picturesque, little rant romp through his past. Scooby Doo, where are you? Have you noticed we've all suddenly gone really loud?
Have we?
Yeah.
No, I haven't noticed we've all suddenly gone
in
really
which
loud.
Case, this booze is affecting my brain in a very strange way.
I think you're starting to sweat it out of you and it's dissolving the wax out of your ears.
That could be.
Or dissolving or burning, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Lovely stuff.
I think no, it isn't.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Positive. I'm trying to tell myself it is.
I am absolutely fucking certain.
I'm sorry. Oh, well, I think we need another celebrity endorsement or message. We may have to stand for this one.
Alright, hang on. All right,
hold on.
Hey, there we go.
Are you standing into attention? There we go.
Yep.
Hello, this is the Queen, and a big Merry Christmas to all you dirty little plebs out there, especially those lovely boys and girls and dog at the Gentleman's Review. Mwah, mwah. Big snogs. Bye-bye.
Oh, isn't that good? Taking time out of a busy and extensive schedule to come and talk to us.
That's bloody good of her, because I suppose she's probably sat in writing her speech now, isn't she?
Yeah.
Should we panic? I'm assuming she writes in advance. She doesn't just toss it off at the last minute.
Nah.
You know, like sort of 11 o'clock on the morning Christmas Day, thinking, oh, fucking hell, I haven't written my fucking speech yet.
Oh, you know, I would. I'd do it pissed as well.
Yeah. You'd get there and go, no, be fine. I'll ad lib it. I'm professional. Just put the cameras on. I'll just do it. It'll be fine, and then fall over.
Hmm?
Yeah, like you do here.
Yeah.
Some cynical people might suggest that was possibly not the actual Queen giving a message to a
Fuck
podcast.
Off! But of course it was.
Andy, you've met her. Was that her?
Yes, that was definitely her.
Oh, that's good enough for me.
Yep.
Good enough for you. Oh, I hate that
good
song.
Good enough. stereo.
Shit.
Stereo. Ropey singing.
Who was that by? Which band?
Dodgy.
Dodgy, was it?
Yes.
Fuck would I know?
I don't know. I don't know these things.
No.
Not those things at all. I know very little. I realised this year how very little I know.
Yeah.
You know what next year? You know what my resolution is next year?
Die.
So I was toying with the idea of making some really, really shit screen-sized joke there with the off of the back of resolution.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, right. But it would have just been fucking terrible, so yeah, I'm not going to. No, I don't.
It's to know even less by the end of next year.
Is it?
So less you know, the happier you are.
Mm. Have you got a list of all the stuff you want to forget?
Yep, and I'm going to have it expunged with a spoon.
All right.
Yeah.
Not expooned with a sponge.
Maybe one or the other.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be fun.
And what have you got? What sort of stuff do you want to forget, then?
I want to forget all the stuff I know about computers.
Oh, all right.
I want to be blissfully unaware. I want not to know about how networks work and things like that.
Right.
So that when I have problems with broadband people, I know that I know what's wrong. And I know that they don't know what's wrong.
Matt.
And I know that they're not going to listen to me.
Matt.
I want to forget that. So that I will just take whatever they say, whatever bullshit they give me, yeah. I will accept as the truth.
Oh, okay, yeah. That'd be nice. I can see how that would make you happier.
Have you ever wanted to forget anything?
I don't know. What would I want to forget? Other than my memories of the Morgana show, which I'd happily have burnt out of my head.
Yeah, I think we'd all like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, similarly, we've touched upon this, but do you reckon actual sort of memory loss by hypnotism is feasible? Because hypnotism can do some shit, can't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, if you did find out the end of a film that you didn't want to, or even if you just read a book and really enjoyed it, but knew it was because you didn't know what was happening, pay someone to make you lose that memory so you could have the enjoyment all over again.
Mm, that would be good. Yeah, if on the DVD, the very first bit, the introduction, was like a sort of Paul McKenna or something, a swirly pattern. And you will forget.
DVD
if you've
seen
this film before, you will forget what happens at the end.
Oh, shit, we shouldn't be saying this. This is a money spinner.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
Speaking about new films.
If you'd watched any of the Star Wars prequels, you could like pay double to get the DVD that just had that memory wiping bit.
Yeah, you'd want that at the end though, rather than of the whole
thing. We'd be extras, you can go down.
Yeah.
But
you'll just be left with the feeling that you can't really be asked watching this again.
Oh, yes, but the new Bond film, definitely now in production. Pre-production, out in 2012.
Oh, that's for fucking ever. Why isn't it out next year?
I'll be 40 in 2012.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Olympics in Bond. Actually, though...
When was the last one? Was the last one last year?
No, God, no.
Ooh, no.
Was it the year before?
Yeah, it will be.
Canal, was it?
Ages ago, yeah.
Bloody.
Before I was born.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's something to look forward to. And, well, what I'm hoping is that they're going to launch the new Bond film at the Olympics. Because that'll be a hell of an opening ceremony.
Mm.
If Bond goes out and shoots people in the face and things blow up and then he drives his car around even faster.
Yeah, well, the opening shot could be like the 100 metres and have the person from dodgy state that's running along and just as he's about to cross the line goes bang and falls over.
Yeah.
And the plucky British guy plods in and wins behind him. And then it sort of zooms up to the stands and there's the Queen sort of patting Bond on the back and saying, yeah, well done. We've won the Olympics.
Well, I'll see if she's still alive.
Of course she will be.
Yeah.
She'll go until she's at least 100.
But of course we all know that.
Like MM.
Yeah.
But what I would actually like them to do, you know the whole lighting of the big torch thing?
Yes.
I would like them to get Tavy Tennant to do it in Doctor Who gear. Just so it links into that story you did.
Yeah.
The tragic thing is there will probably be a big enough online petition by then from sad Who fans.
I just think it'll be great. I like the idea of reality and Who coming together.
Oh, right. I like the idea of reality.
I do like the idea of reality. It's not something I have much to do with.
If only I lived in it more.
I love you. What was I singing then?
It sounded like I Love You by Gary Glitter.
Why is this stuff so potent for me personally?
It doesn't seem to be affecting anybody else, but me personally, it seems to be...
Well, you have had more than the rest of us. I've only had half of one very small
glass.
Perhaps
it's because I'm slightly broken at the moment. I've had plenty for breakfast, but...
any booze just seems to hit you really, really quickly.
It does. And happily, it doesn't... It hits me quite quickly, and then it kind of stays at a nice level for the most of the time I'm drinking. So,
yes. So you, unfortunately, it's a level which you can't say coherently.
Give it 5 minutes till he's crying and breaking things.
Hey, I'm done that for a couple of months.
Not that you remember.
Although I went to, after the last podcast, which will be out after this one, although before this one, in the timeline, we went to a house party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And by the time I got there, I was so knackered, I ended up sitting down and falling asleep in the corner, which wasn't good.
Oh, yes, that was that one.
Yeah, that's that one.
Yeah, because the one before... myself and Martin just went back and watched DVDs and got hammered.
Yeah.
It was nice. Yeah, nice party in the snow.
Mm. Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Very bloody festive, wasn't it?
And it was a really nice party, and I would like to thank Rick and Kathy for inviting me, even though I did fall asleep in the corner. And it got to the point where people come over to talk to me, and I'm just thinking, oh, just fuck off, I want to go home. But I kind of did the right thing, and if any of you go to parties and you're a bit tired, this is what I recommend you do. Get into the party and mingle immediately. Just talk to everybody. And then when you can sit in the corner and go to sleep, but you've done your duty then, you've talked to everybody. And that's what you need to do. So go out and get them this Christmas season, tired people.
That was inspiring.
Yeah.
It's a shame there wasn't some sort of background of welling strings playing there.
I'm glad I'm dressed as Father Christmas.
Yeah. You're dressed as Winston Churchill, dressed as Father Christmas.
Yeah, the cigar's nice.
Yeah.
I do miss smoking. Oh. I love smoking. It's great, smoking.
Why don't you whip your pipe out then?
Hey!
That wasn't supposed to be a joke.
No, wasn't it? Yeah.
But still,
just as well.
Hey!
No, I like smoking. It's because, I don't know, I like the initial hit of dopamine. And But that was another thing. Because I've been without Twitter for a long time, a bizarre thing happened. Yeah. My phone activated by Orange because it had gone off. And like a smelly old cunt. And, oh, penis. I'm not misogynistic.
can you give us a ring when you're getting near the point? I'll keep my phone on.
And I switched it on, and I immediately went onto Twitter. And as soon as I tweeted for the first time, I got a familiar feeling in my brain. And it's the feeling of reward that you get from when you smoke and you have your cigarette. So obviously I'm addicted to Twitter, and I hadn't realised. Yeah, it sounds weird.
I could have told you.
I haven't used it at all today. Well, apart from a couple of times.
Hmm.
So we're having a Christmas pub crawl this year, aren't we?
Yeah. We are.
We're not going to record in it because that's so tedious.
No, I might do a few short dips.
Yeah, I think a dips are cast near the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the better way of doing it than trying to actually put together a whole full podcast.
And we've managed it in the past, but it's
always been a bit tired. So, but no, that's what you're getting. A good 12-hour, 20 pub crawl.
Yeah.
For no reason other than spending time with your mates and not talking to them.
Yeah. Half in each pub.
This year we'll be able to talk to people we've not seen in ages.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice reunion. Try having more crackers.
I think we've got more crackers here, yeah.
I've got at least one here that I haven't pulled yet.
I've got a box.
Andy will proffer his manky hand.
Here we go.
Hey! That's yours. I think you got another frog, actually.
Oh, there's some good gunpowder smell in that one.
Oh, gee, why?
Oh, now this is another yellow jumping frog, but it's of a completely different design, podcast listeners.
Hey, wow.
That's fascinating. I think we should hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely need a.
We'll get some pictures of those. Put them up on the website so you can see.
Who are they?
Here we go.
Hey. I keep winning. That's nice, and I'm not even cheating, which is good.
I've only won one, which isn't good.
Oh. This one looks like it's been punched in by a really tired. Oh, what's this? There's something dropped out. I've got a spinning pink top.
Really? Well, that's a.
Ooh.
Oh, that's very smart.
It's like a little pink. Well, it's not a dreidel at all. It's a square.
cradle, cradle, cradle. They make me a
cradle. I thought you were going to wear your hat on. Put your hat on.
Oh, I hate the fucking hat.
I've not got my hat on.
No, you took it off and ate it.
Yeah, that was it. That was when Martin was doing his last speech.
Oh, yeah. Why do I keep winning?
Yeah. See, I think that was a cracker that for the last minute I've been trying to get you to realise I wanted you to pull with me.
Motherfucker, I didn't get a prize in this one.
Oh, no. Stop whinging.
I felt something hit my foot, that might have been it.
At least you got a hat, I've just got to stick this freaking pink thing up my nose again.
Yeah. That slight disturbance was Martin kicking a box of crackers onto a mug of coffee.
Soaking up the spillage with the paint.
I'm like Professor Wilf Lund with my intriguing inventions.
Yes.
Oh, here's my joke. What is ET short for?
And just like QI, nobody wants to say the obvious answer. Okay.
Eric Thorpe, isn't it?
No, because he was raped.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to be finding these bits of cracker for the next year.
I've got a joke here.
Have you really?
What did the grape do when it got stepped on?
I don't know.
Have a little bit of a cry at the end of its once promising sporting career.
Oh, so sad.
What's your joke, Tom?
Well, I didn't fucking get one, did I? As I've been trying to point out, no one would pull a cracker with me.
Oh, I bloody...
Particularly you!
I didn't pull a fucking cracker with you. It should have been wrapped in that hat.
How does good King Wenceslas like his pizza?
I don't know.
Just slightly undercooked with a bit of garlic.
That's good.
That's nice. Yeah.
That's lovely. And here's time for another celebrity message.
Hi there, this is Pete Jonas from across the water there. Over in Australia, you've probably been there. It's got scary things there, like big women and women with vaginas and massive cunts. And I, you know what I think about cunts, don't you? I want to kill them. I want to kick them in their cunts. And you know what really annoys me about cunts is that there are women, which women are filthy whores, and I don't really want to hurt them, and I really want to kick them in their cunts. Really kick them hard. They're filthy hard! They're filthy hard cunts! They fucking disgust me! The women are fucking disgusting! They've got... vaginas! Bastards! Bastards with their fucking vaginas! Fucking vaginas! They're filthy fucking dirty vaginas! Oh, they stink of fish and dead dogs! And Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all!
He's a very talented comedian.
Star
isn't he?
Of the best show in Edinburgh this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Heartwarming. Mm. Beat that queen.
That's what they all say to me.
Should we do this last cracker while it's here?
I'm going to get more booze.
We're going to do them later. So save the crackers till later.
Definitely.
Okay.
Is that going to be later?
I don't. Why? Are you suspecting the end will come before we get around to pulling the crackers?
Well, it's 2011, and I reckon that the mind's got it wrong.
Oh, you reckon? They're off by a bit. Off by a year and a month.
That's it. And we're all going to be...
I've only just noticed, I like the plastic bottle that Irish Knight comes in. It's got little dimples in for your hands to get. So I'm guessing so if you've got a bit of the shakes later on, you can still pick the bottle up and not drop it. Which, of course, it wouldn't break if you dropped it anyway, because it's plastic. It really is designed with the alcoholic in mind.
Oh yes, they know their market.
Yep.
I'd love to see the focus groups from these organisations that produce these things. Just a lot of very old men.
Yeah, I was going to say it's going to be people they've rounded up from the park.
Oh, there must be a very special marketing company that designs these things.
Yeah.
What's the one thing you don't like? Excuse about litre bottles of Bailey's substitute?
Don't you want to come in from the cold for half an hour? Oh yeah.
Fucking slips at the end.
It breaks if you drop it.
Oh, yeah, it's all on my face.
Note that down, Tarquin.
Yeah. Oh, I've got an apology to make to mysotty.com, who do our t-shirts.
Oh, right. Our Gentleman's Review t-shirts are available by clicking the merchandise link on the Gentleman's Review website at doobydoobydoo.gentlemansreview.com.
If you want a t-shirt on with a fictional giraffe or a monster.
Yes, popular children's character pencil tidbits.
Yeah, you can go over there.
Do we know yet whether that link works?
Yes, it does. Yes. Hey. Yes. And the thing is, it Nisotti is not an American company.
It's
based in Golders Green.
Good for them.
Ah. And the big banner it says at the top, which says that these T-shirts will never be delivered, only applies to US people, which seems a bit of a foolish thing to put at the top if it's, you know, if it's selling to people in Britain. Because it says underneath very small letters, does not apply to UK deliveries.
Duh.
So if you had have bought a Pinsel Tidbits T-shirt before Christmas, it would have arrived on time.
Ah, oh, damn it. Still go and get one now. It might still get it. You've got a couple of weeks.
They're only incredibly expensive.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
Do you not love your family? Yeah. You horrible people.
Yeah. £14, is that too much to ask?
That's not too much.
No.
That's not too much for a tall television T-shirt.
And there's only a 3% markup on that.
Really?
I could have put more on it, but we only took 3%.
That is bloody good of you, Martin. Yeah. That's practically a Christmas present to the listeners in itself.
Yeah, and the ones with the white ones with a picture of Dill on the front.
Mm.
That say Dill underneath. All the money from those T-shirts go to Tier Greyhound Rescue.
Ah.
Yep. So basically, by not buying one of those T-shirts, you're kicking a dog in the face.
Yeah, and a lovely lurcher.
You bastard.
Or a greyhound.
I fucking hate you.
Yeah, I love dogs.
Yeah.
Not I love dogs.
No.
That's separate.
Yeah. But full of horrible Londoners.
Yeah.
London.
London town. London town. Welcome to London town. Hello. It's London town.
Yeah. Oh, it's nothing like the traditional Christmas sing song, is there?
Should we just make a note that we never buy this particular booze again?
Yeah, not if it makes money. Yes. Let's go to the shop and have you got any recommendations? What about this? No, I'm afraid that makes my friends sing like a cunt. Have you got anything else?
I suspect it's actually
got any
sugar.
Got any of those drinks that makes your voice go all croaky and quiet, like in comedy programmes?
Good place, London.
Well, I'll tell you something else I watched for the first time recently that also made me thoroughly depressed.
What's that?
And that was the Christmas Extras that was on a couple of years back.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'd missed, and I'd sort of missed seeing it and finally got it.
Is it not on your box set that you've got? Was it not?
No, it wasn't. It was after them. And yeah, I mean, it was nice and the ending was okay, but just most of it made me feel thoroughly miserable.
Ah.
What, because it wasn't very good or just because that was how it was written? It was written
It was just excruciatingly uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
Like people used to say about that. I mean, I never used to get it with The Office that much.
Hmm.
Even though I'd worked in that environment and could see where they were coming from. But I knew people then that said, oh, no, I couldn't even like get through an half-hour episode.
Yeah.
And this was similar.
Yes, it was strange, wasn't it? That whole office thing.
But sort of redeemed itself at the end, which is quite nice.
Yeah. La, la, la. Reading things off the shelf. Picture of Martin's mum, air fresh.
Picture of Martin's mum.
In a hat.
Where?
It is Yoda in a hat.
If you were rhythmically pleasuring yourself to that picture, you'd have to really steer away from his nanny.
Yeah. Well, that's why you can do it one-handed. One hand for the stroking, and one hand for the blocking out the half of the picture you don't want to look at.
Dear.
I get very frustrated.
You need to listen to these.
Yes, she does.
Oh, Christ.
A few weeks back, she went and she sat down and listened to them all.
Blimey.
One by one.
That's
one
dedication.
By one.
Oh.
One by one, one by one. Yep. That's the kind of dedication that my mum shows to the cause of the Gentleman's Review.
Yep.
So do any of your relatives listen to it now?
My dad listened to one.
Yeah.
Well, part of one.
Mm.
That part where he was listening at the door when we were recording.
Oh, yeah.
Down in Upton. But I think that was all he's ever listened to.
Yeah, my parents, I think, tried listening to one, and I think they came to the conclusion it wasn't quite their kind of thing, so they haven't listened to it anymore.
I don't suggest that parents listen to it. It's not their kind of thing.
No.
Then again, we don't use the word cunt at all these days.
Hardly. I can't remember the last time any of us said cunt.
No. I don't think we will do at all during this podcast.
No, probably not.
It's been particularly cuntless.
No.
Yeah. And not a bad thing for that.
There's no cunting reason for it.
No cunting reason.
I've just noticed that these two plastic frogs out of the cracker, they stack up so that you can make it look like there's a small plastic frog wearing a big plastic frog costume.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's really good, isn't it?
Comedy frogs, comedy frogs.
Yeah.
Comedy frogs, comedy frogs.
Comedy frogs, comedy frogs. Frogs. Never in bogs. Comedy frogs. Frogs. Yeah.
Actually, the small one looks like a cross between a frog and a hovercraft.
I thought you were going to say a frog in a hard place.
Well, yeah. Why would he say that?
I have no idea.
I think that should be some kind of animal detective-based adventure show. Action adventure thing. Saturday night prime time.
Yeah, I think that would be the best thing ever.
Yeah.
No, time for the celebrity voice thing.
Right.
Yeah, the voice thing.
Hello, this is Greg Davies, and I love the Gentleman's Review, and I like it when you see my boobs on stage. Mmm, my lovely boobs. Listen to the Gentleman's Review, not to anything else that I might do. Bye!
Oh, Greg Davies there from We Are Clang.
Yeah.
Giving up his valuable time for us. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
I wouldn't have.
No.
Nah.
Who would have thunk it?
I wouldn't have even begin to think anything near thinking that.
Mm. Nope.
Oh, God, this booze is nice. No, it's not. Why is it nice?
Yeah, it's just not.
It's just booze.
It's just
you've
not.
Had a pint of it already.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Don't do you any good, you know.
Well, you know, that's what Christmas is all about.
Even a couple of weeks early, it's still...
Drinking far too much to be able to cope with all the general dreariness of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yes, it definitely is. It's too much sometimes.
There's nothing worse than waking up on Boxing Day. Thinking, fucking hell, is that it?
Yeah.
3 months build-up, that's fucking it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why I don't get 3 months build-up to it. I just steadfastly ignore it until the last minute.
Yeah. I usually start celebrating Christmas on Christmas Eve with my dad when I go out for a drink with him.
Yeah.
Shall we do this year? And the problem is, on Christmas Eve, I'll go out for a drink with my dad, and then he'll go home at about 7 o'clock or whatever. And I'll just want to carry on drinking. And then there's nobody around.
Ooh.
So everybody else is doing other things.
Ooh.
So then I go home and sit there, and I'll say Christmas Eve evening is the most depressing time. So I sit there sobering up slowly, ready for the morning.
If it's not a contradiction in terms, but my favourite depressing Christmases, they've always been Christmas Day spent trying to find a pub. Basically, escape from parents. Find a mate or two and walk around looking for a boozer that's open.
Yes, I remember doing that.
So you can spend Christmas doing exactly the same as you do every other day of the year.
Yeah, I remember certainly one Christmas. I think it was when you were living at an address in Swinton Terrace with a friend of ours, Rick. No, not Swinton, it's Solby Bridge.
Mm.
That was another house I lived in. And
they've lived in more than one house.
And I turned up. And I turned up very, very late. And it was... We're all going to have a walk around. Oh, no, that wasn't the same year. That's another thing about Christmas. They're all very similar.
Yeah. The anecdotes.
Yeah.
I can't remember. There was certainly a Christmas where we all walked around Solby Bridge looking for a pub that was open. There wasn't one.
My favourite bit of living in that house was one Christmas where a mate of ours came, sadly no longer with us, and told us, if there's one pub that's going to be open Christmas Day, it'll be the Long Chimney.
Yeah.
So we all went down the Long Chimney, and it was closed, and we walked back, and this was in the pissing rain. And he was still in our house, and we said, it's closed. He said, oh, yeah, it won't open till 7 o'clock.
Hey,
good
dear.
Old Jerry. Saw the mist.
Clink.
The cunt.
So, God, Christmas, eh? Good. Oh, we've got another celebrity endorsement now.
Oh, have we? I like these. These are good. It shows how popular we are.
These are class.
Joe Power, popular medium, who made an impact on Michael Legg up in Edinburgh this year. He's left as one.
Hey, all right. It's Joe Power here with a festive message from the other side. Is there anyone in the audience who knows someone who's dead with a vowel in the name? Because they're saying to give me a big Christmas present of all your money. Bye-bye. Happy Christmas.
I heard a ghost in the back there laughing. It was amazing.
Wow, yeah. That's spooky. I didn't hear that at all. I bet that's the kind of thing that you'll be able to hear it when you play it back, because recordy things can record ghosts even when you can't hear them.
Yeah, I think they call it EVP, don't they? Electronically vulnerable.
Vulva.
Vulva.
Poo-poo.
Electronically vulva.
Yeah.
Electronically vulva. Yeah, man, it's a way.
I was doing a search just today for a serious academic subject which interests me, which is, as I alluded to earlier, the Whitechapel murders.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was doing a search online for resources that I might use in putting together a short monograph.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes.
Of my own. And eventually found the academic resource of two episodes of So... not So Haunt Me, sorry. Two episodes of...
Was that the one where she gets visited by some of the ghosts of the prostitutes that got killed?
No, this was Most Haunted. Most Haunted apparently did some Jack the Ripper.
More
than one night of Jack the Ripper stuff, and I just have to go and watch these now.
Oh, I love
never as a subject been just investigated in such a rigorously scientific manner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like the various live things where you just watch. The most bizarre one I ever saw was when they used a couple of Tesla coils. Because apparently the idea that the Tesla coils discharging against a copper ball in a nice... It's spectacular.
Mm.
While they sat... This is the best thing. They sat there with a radio that kept tuning itself to different stations to pick up these EVP.
Right. Okay,
while sitting next to a Tesla coil which was discharging.
There's a thing.
Believing that the Tesla coil would give the ghosts more electricity. And that...
Why didn't they just fill the room with car batteries?
Yeah.
So, yeah, ghosts touch the terminals on the car batteries.
And it was a big fucking one, and it was incredibly noisy. And they had this little... this It's essentially a radio tuner which was just set to constantly scan.
Mm.
And they couldn't understand why they weren't getting any EVPs on this thing. A, because they don't exist. And B, because a Tesla fucking coil discharging next to them. Anybody who's ever gone near an electricity substation while listening to AM, or even sometimes FM, will know that it cuts out.
Any other frequency ranges that you could be listening to going past? Yeah.
88 to 91.
Yeah. Medium
FM.
Wave, maybe? Yeah.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Shortwave, perhaps.
Yeah.
For older ghosts.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear me.
Well, as we're getting near the end, I'm going to give us another celebrity message.
You know, I'm Joseph Fritzl. I'd like to tell you about my time in Sellers on The Gentleman's Review. But first, Merry Christmas, and I'll see you in the new year.
Oh, isn't that lovely old Joseph there getting in touch with us?
That, nice? That was jolly good of him, yeah.
Warm-hearted family man.
He's not a bad old sort, really, is lovely. He?
Was it actually last year or was it the year before that he did his thing? It certainly wasn't this year, I don't think, was it?
I think it was over the preceding 19 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true, so I suppose it would be topical at any time.
He's no flash in the pan.
It is. Yeah. Timeless.
Yeah.
Timeless. Literally timeless, but in a non-literal way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's time now to disappear, and I'd just like to say to everybody, I think we all would, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The next podcast, or the previous podcast, as I like to call it, will be out probably on Christmas Eve, maybe Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah. That'll be nice.
Depending on how pissed I am.
Yeah.
And I'll do my best to sort of squirt out a few Dipso casts over the festive period.
That's it, yeah. We are going to be having a podcast, so we'll try and do a Dipso cast then. And Andy will be putting this podcast out, so I'll be burning it onto a CD for him at the end, because BT are still cunts.
Yes, they are.
But what I'm going to do now, we're going to now sing the song that has been written for us. It's a new version of the 12 Days of Christmas. Well, because this is a Gentleman's Review, and Precious Little is dead. It's now called...
Is that the only reason we got it?
That's it. They would have got it before if it hadn't been. It's called The 12 Days of Cuntsmas. It's been written by Nicola Woolhouse and Neil Peters.
Hey.
And Tom, Andy and me are going to have a good stab at it.
Yes. There's nothing better than a Christmas sing-song, is there?
No.
So click your fingers at the ready, kids.
This is going to be good.
Yes.
Or terrible.
For accounting purposes, I think each of the people mentioned in it should get a click, as they are all cunts.
Yes, so do I. So, here we go. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
On the first day of Cuntsmas, my true love sent to me Jack Whitehall on my telly. On the second day of Cuntsmas, my true love sent to me Two Cunts in Coalition and Jack Whitehall on my telly. On the third day of Cunsmas, my true love sent to me Tony Blair, just smiling, two cunts in coalition, and Jack White all on my telly. On the fourth day of Cunsmas, my true love sent to me BP pissing oil, Tony Blair, just smiling, two cunts in coalition, and Jack White all on my telly. On the fifth day of Cunsmas, my true love sent to me Jim Davidson. BP pissing oil, Tony Blair just smiling, two cunts in coalition, and Jack White all on my telly. On the sixth day of Cunsmas, my true love sent to me Jan Meyer writing hate tosh, Jim Davidson. BP pissing oil, Tony Blair just smiling, two cunts in coalition, and Jack White all on my telly. On the seventh day of Cunsmas, my true love sent to me Joe Powers leasing oldies, Jan Meyer writing hate tosh, Jim Davidson. BP pissing oil, Tony Blair just smiling, two cunts in coalition, and Jack White all on my telly. On the eighth day of Cunsmas, my true love sent to me Kim Jong-il rattling his sabre, Joe Powers fleecing oldies, Jan Meyer writing hate tosh, Jim Davidson. BP pissing oil, Tony Blair just smiling, two cunts in coalition, and Jack White all on my telly. On the ninth day of Cunsmas, my true love sent to me CBS lacking sense, Kim Jong-il rattling his sabre, Joe Powell's leasing oldies, Jan Meyer writing hate tosh, Jim Davidson. BP pissing oil, Tony Blair just smiling, two cunts in coalition, and Jack White all on my telly. On the tenth day of Cunsmas, my true love sent to me cheating Nadine Dorries, CBS lacking sense, King Jolly rattling sabre, Joe Powers leasing oldies, Jan Meyer writing hate tosh, Jim Davidson. BP pissing oil, Tony Blair just smiling, two cunts in coalition, and Jack White all on my telly. On the 11th day of Cunsmas, my true love sent to me Pope protecting pedos, cheating Nadine Dorries, CBS lacking sense, Kim Jong-un battling his sabre, Joe Powers leasing oldies, Jan Meyer writing hate tosh, Jim Davidson. BP pissing oil, Tony Blair just smiling, two cunts in coalition, and Jack White all on my telly. On the 12th day of Cunsmas, my true love sent to me Adric's math-based snivelling, Pope protecting pedos, cheating Nadine Dorries, CBS lacking sense, Kim Jong-il rattling his sabre, Joe Powers leasing oldies, Jan Meyer writing hate tosh, Jim Davidson. Pissing oil, Tony Blair just smiling, two cunts in coalition, and Jack White all on my telly.
Merry Christmas, everybody! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to the gentry.
A one, two, three, four.
You can't work your iPod.